May my words be true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today in our Gospel passage, we heard again the story of the baptism of Christ by John the Baptist. It's not the most familiar story about Jesus, but it's an incident that regular members of the church are reasonably familiar with. It's quite a difficult story to get to grips with because it's so short. In Luke's version, it's only a few verses, and yet it's the first recorded incident of Jesus' adult life, which was an important moment for Jesus, the beginning of his public ministry. Before this moment, he was just an ordinary Jewish carpenter from Nazareth. Suddenly, he turns up one day when John is preaching and comes forward for baptism in response to John's call. Have you ever thought how it's a bit odd that Jesus went to John to be baptized? John's baptism was a baptism of repentance, a chance for people to turn back to God and be given a new start with him. Christ didn't need to make a new start with his Heavenly Father because he'd never turned away from him. So, why did Jesus need to be baptized? Maybe because it was an outward marker of another sort of beginning. The beginning of his ministry of teaching and healing. After 30 years of living quietly in Nazareth, the time had come to set the kingdom of God loose in the world. At his baptism, Jesus gave himself to this ministry. He gave himself to his Father, and he experienced the Father giving himself, his Spirit, in return, and expressing the bond, the oneness between Father and Son. But there's another way of understanding what Jesus was doing. John baptized at the River Jordan. People waded into the river and were immersed in the water. Jesus was immersed in the same way. He was showing solidarity with those who had come for baptism. But more than that, he was perhaps acting out his complete immersion into our human condition. In his life, Christ didn't separate himself from others. He chose to travel and live in close company with very human companions. He chose to mix with and eat with a wider group, much wider than the religious purists thought to be proper. In a time when being very religious often meant separating yourself from the world and its evils, Jesus chose instead to immerse himself into that world. It's true that he spent some time away to be with God in prayer, but that was always as a preparation to being with his people. Even his temptations in the desert show this immersion. Jesus struggles with his call. He faces the attraction of other paths. He fights battles with inner voices. In the film Son of Man, Dennis Potter shows him sobbing and crying out in very human despair. This was no easy test. It was a facing of our human dilemmas. After this, Jesus was often to be found in the messier areas of human life, among those who were sick or disabled or had mental illnesses, those who lived on the fringes of society. He was far more willing to be there than we often are. And in the end, Jesus allowed himself to be submerged by the power of the Roman army and the priestly leaders and washed away by other undesirables. If you remember, he once said to James and John, "Can you be baptized with the baptism with which I am to be baptized?" He knew that at his baptism in the Jordan, it pointed forward to a more total baptism, the immersion he would experience into all the darkness and evil which is part of the world, in order to overcome that darkness and evil. So the baptism of Christ is a very profound acting out of his identity with humanity. Jesus was doing this as God's representative. He was doing this to show us what God is like. It shows us of a God who isn't aloof or apart or detached from our human world, but is deeply involved in the world. Sometimes we read of an author who has immersed him or herself in a particular culture in order to write about it. Sometimes, like the author Vincent Donovan, writing in his book called Christianity Rediscovered, he went to live with the Maasai tribe in order to understand them more. This was one of the books in the mid-1990s I was asked to read and write a critique on as part of my training for ordination. At its best, immersing yourself like this can lead to a profound two-way respect and mutual understanding and an ongoing relationship which is deeper than with someone who is simply a brief visitor. In his baptism and in his life and death, Jesus shows us that God is always immersed in the world. He is alongside each of us all the time. He shares in our every experience. This can sound trite and easy to say. We might well want to say that sharing our experiences isn't enough. But maybe it was costly for God to be with us. And maybe his presence can bring something important to us. I came across this in a book a couple of years ago. It was written by a priest called Gordon Oliver, who was very honest about ministry. Gordon Oliver immersed himself in the sadness of one particular family, and it was hard. And in his book, he said, "It's not easy to simply stand with someone in their darkness." One of the strands of our training in pastoral care was entitled, "Don't just do something, sit there." And that is a way of being that we all may need to know. If we can all learn to just be with people in their pain and in their joy, holding on to God as we do, then we will give them a great gift. And like Jesus, we will be living signs of a God who is immersed in our lives, who hears all our angry and frustrated cries, who shares our journey of the heart. Whatever lies ahead for any of us, we know that one who loves us and knows our fears and will gently support us is going to be with us. Maybe not changing anything, but simply being there alongside us. And that does make a difference. So we can give grateful thanks that Jesus didn't just stand on the bank of the River Jordan and watch John baptize those people who came forward. He waded into the water and stood before John, closed his eyes, and let himself be pushed under the water. And that is how he is with us. He doesn't stand on the banks of our lives, looking on from a distance, giving us a shout of encouragement. He wades in with us, shoulder to shoulder, in all that we face, sharing our joy and knowing our pain. A loving presence alongside us, Emmanuel, God with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.